The man in the flannel shirt shook his head. His eyes were a brilliant blue, frightened, but not, Roland judged, panicky. In front of this customer, the shopkeeper was sitting up, spread-legged, looking with sickened amazement at the red droplets pattering down and spreading on his white apron. "Shopkeeper, do you keep a gun?" Roland asked. Before the shopkeeper could answer, if he was capable of answering, Eddie grabbed Roland's shoulder.
"Sorry for Light Brigade," he said.
The words came out mushy, but Roland wouldn't have understood the reference in any case. The important thing was that Eddie had seen another six men dashing across the road. This time, they were spread out and zigzagging from side to side. "Vai, vai, vai!" Andolini bawled from behind them, sweeping both hands in the air.
"Christ, Roland, that's Trix Postino," Eddie said.
Trix was once more toting an extremely large weapon, although Eddie couldn't be sure it was the oversized M16 he'd called the Wonderful Rambo Machine. In any case, he was no luckier here than he'd been in the shootout at the Leaning Tower. Eddie fired, and Trix went down on top of one of the guys already lying in the road, still firing his assault weapon at them as he did so. This was probably nothing more heroic than a finger spasm, final signals sent from a dying brain, but Roland and Eddie had to throw themselves flat again, and the other five outlaws reached cover behind the old cars on this side of the road. Worse still, backed by covering fire from the vehicles across the street, the vehicles these boys had come in, Roland was quite sure, they would soon be able to turn this little store into a shooting gallery without too much danger to themselves. All of this was too close to what had happened at Jericho Hill. It was time to beat a retreat. The sound of the approaching vehicle continued to swell, a big engine laboring under a heavy load from the sound. What topped the rise to the left of the store was a gigantic truck filled with enormous cut trees. Roland saw the driver's eyes widen and his mouth drop open, and why not? Here in front of this small-town mercantile, where he had doubtless stopped many times for a bottle of beer or ale at the end of a long, hot day in the woods, lay half a dozen bleeding bodies scattered in the road like soldiers killed in a battle. Which was, Roland knew, exactly what they were. The big truck's front brakes shrieked. From the rear came the angry dragon chuff of the air brakes. There was an accompanying scream of huge rubber tires, first locking and then smoking black tracks on the metalled surface of the road. The truck's multi-ton load began to slew sideways. Roland saw splinters flying from the trees and into the blue sky as the outlaws on the far side of the road continued to fire heedlessly. There was something almost hypnotic about all this, like watching one of the lost beasts of Eld come tumbling out of the sky with its wings on fire. The truck's horseless front end ran over the first of the bodies. Guts flew in red ropes and splashed the dirt of the shoulder. Legs and arms were torn off. A wheel squashed Trix Postino's head, the sound of his imploding skull like a chestnut bursting in a hot fire. The truck's load broached sideways and began to totter. Wheels fully as high as Roland's shoulders dug in and tossed up clouds of bloody dirt. The truck slid by the store with a majestic lack of speed. The driver was no longer visible in the cab. For a moment, the store and the people inside it were blocked from the superior firepower on the other side of the road. The shopkeeper, Chip, and the surviving customer, Mr. Flannel Shirt, were staring at the broaching truck with identical expressions of helpless amazement. The shopkeeper absently wiped blood from the side of his head and flicked it onto the floor, like water. His wound was worse than Eddie's, Roland judged, yet he seemed unaware of it. Maybe that was good. "Out back," the gunslinger said to Eddie. "Now, good call." Roland grabbed the man in the flannel shirt by the arm. The man's eyes immediately left the truck and went to the gunslinger. Roland nodded toward the back, and the elderly gent nodded back. His unquestioning quickness was an unexpected gift. Outside, the truck's load finally overturned, mashing one of the parked cars, and the harriers hiding behind it, Roland dearly hoped, spilling logs first off the top and then simply spilling them all. There was a gruesome, endless sound of scraping metal that made the gunfire seem puny by comparison.